shortcomings, and horrors of the world that we know and live in. We, as even a century later, despite undeniable progress that has been achieved, for instance, in gender relationships, much of this criticism is still sadly topical. But different from Plato's and Thomas More's utopias, also created to further their authors' agendas, Herland does not offer any actual political perspectives. The way by which this society has evolved, killing all men, reproduction by parthenogenesis, and 2,000 years of consensual striving for perfection, which, by the way, also includes the extermination of all animals, and living in a climatically favored environment, can hardly serve as a model for progress in the real world. The book has also been criticized, not entirely without justification, for some underlying racism, but this plays a very minor role and sadly has been all too common at the time. We can also critically remark that much of the inner workings of Herland are never explained, things that Gilman was clearly not interested in. This rather bucolic world features, for instance, electric motor cars, but we are not shown even a trace of the technology and infrastructure that would be needed to build and operate them. Nor do we learn anything about the Herlanders' means of long-distance communication.